Hello, I'm Angelica Mari from IT Decisions, and I'm in Rio de Janeiro reporting live from the World Economic Forum in Latin America. The WEF event has just ended on an optimistic note, but the countries in the region have a lot of homework to do. At the sessions today, a host of business people, thought leaders, academics and politicians were very optimistic about growth prospects for Latin nations, particularly Brazil. President Dilma Rousseff was also expected at the event today, but after rescheduling a speech that was supposed to take place yesterday, she did not attend. It is the first time in 5 years of WEF in Latin America that a president of the host nation does not make it to the event. The key takeaways for the final day at the WEF included the need for more cooperation across the region following the template seen in the European Union, despite the challenges and even threats that that might entail. Addressing crime and empowering children and women was also a very prominent issue here at the forum, as was the need to drive financial inclusion. The opportunities around the World Cup and Olympic Games were of course mentioned very often, also as a way to increase attractiveness of careers in more specialized sectors such as technology. And finally, the need to foster innovation and entrepreneurship in order to drive growth was also a key point mentioned here. A panel of politicians, including the governors of Rio and São Paulo, Development Minister Fernando Pimentel declared that Latin America's future belongs to the young. That's it for now. For more news and analysis around the WEF and what it means to technology in Brazil, please check our website at www.itdex.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.